Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Someone has said that one man and God are a majority. Though Jehovah does not require a man of dust to exert his power and might, the concept of a minority constituting a majority force is no better exemplified than when Jeroboam, monarch of the northern kingdom, used his 800,000-man army to surround and attack the 400,000-man military of King Abijah of Judah. Because God stood with Judah, who was then still in his favor, Jeroboam's army fled before the soldiers of King Abijah, suffering a 500,000 casualties. It was not as if Jeroboam had not been sufficiently warned. Though Abijah had acknowledged being outnumbered 2-1, he also declared the Lord to be the God of Judah, whom they had not forsaken as had the northern confederates. "Do not fight against the Lord," Abijah warned Jeroboam, "for you will not succeed." May God bless you. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.